This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Where converging threats are confronted daily. This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I'm sitting in for Vincent this week. He's out helping a friend, and you know, of course, this time of year, there's only a limited amount of daylight, and I don't know the details, but I do know that, you know, Missouri got hit with a lot of water and flooding, and that's my suspicion. Vince is due back in this chair on Monday, and we'll get a nice report on what he did then, I'm sure. Today we get to talk to Brandon Williams. He's a chief designer at Iron Edison. He's also the founder of the company. They have a team of solar and battery designers that you know are there to answer your questions. And I guess at this point, welcome Brandon. Do we have Brandon there? Oh, am I even on? And let me, the joys of live radio. It's hard to talk and type at the same time. And waiting back to get an answer. Yeah. Oh, you never know. Yeah, life is like a box of chocolates when you're on live radio, and there's you know, so many different things that can happen. And I'm yeah, I'm trying to even see if the engineer hears me. Well, we're working on this as I just heard a noise. Do we have Brandon now? Yep. Brandon. Hello. We have Brandon? Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
Brandon?
I hear you right now. I hear you.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
I'm right here.
I hear you now.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen with communications.
It's well,
let me do a very quick financial update. Things have been going crazy in the market lately. Right now, this morning, the primary markets, the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ, are up about 1% to 1.5%, and crude's up about 1%. But crude is still, you know, way, way low. It's below $32 right now. And the Baltic Dry Index continues to drop. It's now at 402. And if it keeps on going the direction it is, it'll be about 390 tomorrow. So I'm going to keep my eye on that as well. But today we're going to talk about backup for your power, because we've had no shortage of conversations on here about what can happen to the grid, whether that's short term with a storm or long term with the whole grid going down for a number of reasons, and that's where Brandon and Iron Edison can help you out. So, Brandon, where did you want to start today?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I'm always excited to speak with you and your listeners about battery backup systems and solar and energy security in general. So I'm excited today to talk to you a little bit about our team at Iron Edison, talking about some of the batteries that we've been working on, including some of the new lithium iron phosphate battery packs. And then, yeah, like you said, jumping into talking about short-term grid outages and long-term grid outages, how we can be prepared for both of those events, and just some things to think about as you're planning a system and then operating a system under those two different types of short and long-term grid outage.
And unless you've been in that position, you may not realize just how dependent we are and how leveraged we are with energy. Here in the Dallas area, and at the time I was working for the company that does the electric delivery for about a third of Texas, including the Dallas area, and there was twice during that time frame that I suffered through basically a 60-hour outage, 2.5 days. And, when it's cold out, we had just about reached the limit. If the power hadn't come back on, we would have had to go into another area. And that's one of the things you can do when you don't have a backup available to you. But when it's the whole darn grid, you don't have another place to go to. It's what you can do right there for yourself. And unless you've got pretty darn deep pockets too, you can't just try to replicate everything that the grid provides you. Because there's some pretty power heavy appliances out there. I'm sure you're going to talk about those. And to try and do all of those, especially at the same time, would be pretty tough. So why don't you take that softball and hit it out of the park?
Well, I really appreciate that. Yeah, so the grid outage, especially an outage lasting 60 hours, can be a challenge. Everything from heating your house, lighting, to cooking food and preparing food safely. Refrigerators are out, and so it is a completely different way of life when the grid is down. And with just a modest investment in solar battery or even a backup generator, you can continue to provide the energy at least to some level that you or your family would be accustomed to. Which is, whether it's summer in Dallas or winter in Dallas, both of those are going to create some pretty uncomfortable environments. And being able to provide heat or maybe some cooling or at least some fans during the summer hours would be a lot more helpful to a regular homeowner.
And it's interesting here where when the temperature gets down to about 70, you can see the people standing at the bus stop in their parkas. And I'm thinking, what are they going to do when it really gets cold?
Absolutely. So having some primary and backup power sources, as well as having a backup heat source to keep the family warm when the grid is out for some time. And then knowing how to use it, being prepared and kind of planning ahead is going to be really helpful if and when the grid goes down. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the different ways that the grid could be affected and a couple different responses to that, whether it's using that gas or propane or diesel powered generator, which has some positives and negatives, or integrating that with some solar and some battery and some other alternative energy sources that can be used to provide a very stable energy platform. And it doesn't have to be sized to break the bank or to run a 5-ton air conditioner all day. We can use some really practical logic to finding the right size system to provide lighting, and even if it's just a single cooktop to provide some of that electricity that we've become so dependent on, it can make a real difference in keeping spirits high during a grid outage.
And I meant to ask, did you want to take any questions from the class today?
That would be great. I'd be happy to.
Okay, let me just give out that number in case there are. That is 866-582-9933. We're getting close to a break, so we don't want to get deep in a conversation at this point. I guess something else that I'd be interested in hearing from you is, what options do you have when you're renting? You're living in a house or an apartment, and you don't have control over what you can do with the facility. Do you have any answers for those people?
That's a really great question, John. So there are a couple solutions, and I would probably recommend a couple of smaller size solar panels that could be deployed on a rooftop or in a backyard or even on a patio, on a south-facing patio. So that would be, and we can look at some smaller generators as well to provide some backup power for the short term in a rental house or apartment.
Okay. It's John Reagan with Frank Williams. We'll be back after this short break.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls with Brandon Williams of Iron Edison. Brandon, I know I've heard the story before, but we have new people all the time. Why don't you take a moment and talk about why the name Iron Edison?
Yeah, John, thanks so much. So Iron Edison refers to one of the battery types that we work with. It is the nickel iron battery, and it was originally invented by Thomas Edison over 100 years ago. So the Iron Edison Battery Company, we specialize in alternative battery chemistries like nickel iron, lithium iron, and we even still work with a lot of systems that use the traditional lead acid batteries as well.
And I guess it might be worth a discussion on, you know, if you're looking at, you know, the really bad grid down situation where there may never be another supply chain in your lifetime, which of these are going to be the longest lasting that you'll be able to take care of?
Edison's nickel iron battery is absolutely the longest lasting battery that's really ever been built. The advantages, it's a alkaline chemistry where the plates of the battery don't ever degrade. So over decades of use, the plates, the nickel and iron plates, are still in the original condition, which is completely different than a lead acid battery, where you may be familiar with owning a truck or a car for several years and leaving the lights on overnight when you go back out, and even once you get that car jump started, that lead acid battery just never comes back, and it may not even start your car the next day. So the nickel iron battery is different in that it doesn't degrade. It is not damaged by deep discharge or freezing temperatures. So despite its lower energy density in a stationary application where most of these batteries are located in a basement or in a battery box in a garage, the nickel iron battery is going to be the one that's going to last for decades. And that's especially important, as you mentioned, in a long-term outage where the supply chain may break down and batteries, even lead acid batteries, would become incredibly expensive, if not impossible to find.
Plus, when they go bad, how would you be able to recondition them if you don't have the supply chain out there?
With a lead acid battery, absolutely not. We see this every season when customers shut down their solar systems for the winter and come back in the spring or summer. They find that their lead acid battery is frozen and they're not able to keep the lights on overnight. So they may have a $10,000 or $20,000 battery pack that was ruined by one night of freezing temperatures. So, John, we call the first set of lead acid batteries that customers buy for their system, we jokingly refer to that as a training wheels, because we know that they're going to damage that battery and they're going to need replacement in just a matter of months.
And that's got to be an expensive mistake, too.
You know, it really is. And even some people who are very careful and cautious, it really just takes one mistake through the learning process. So I'd liken this to a fender bender in your car. If you made just one slight mistake while learning how to drive, it would be like totaling your entire vehicle. So there's a lot of challenges when it comes to managing a lead acid battery pack.
Now, if you had a solar system, I would imagine you'd still be able to have power while the sun's up, but you wouldn't have the storage facility when the sun isn't.
That's exactly right. With the traditional lead acid battery, we see the process is called sulfation, and the lead turns from a metal to more of a solid, a crystal that doesn't allow the battery to charge or discharge. So you're absolutely right. During the day when the solar power is out, that energy can be used. The solar will try to charge up that damaged lead acid battery, but it can also go directly to powering a load like a light or a cooktop or a fan or whatever those normal household loads may be during the day. The challenge with an older lead acid battery is just that you're not going to get any energy available throughout the night.
I think that was pretty good timing. John Reagan and Brandon Williams, we'll be back after the bottom of the hour break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan of the Financial State of the Union.com at the controls today. If you go to USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com, click on the instructor tab, you'll find a list of all your instructors, and down in the Energy Solutions section, you'll find the link for Brandon Williams, which will take you to the ironedison.com website. And, Brandon, how else could people contact you?
It would be great to give us a call directly. We have a team of six system designers that are ready to answer any questions. You can reach us anytime at the office. The phone number there is 720-432-6433. Again, that's 720-432-6433. And the website, ironedison.com, is a great place to learn more and see some sample pre-configured solar and battery systems that we've put together.
Okay. Well, I guess let's go ahead and talk about what can we do for short outages.
For short-term grid outages, there's a couple solutions. Some of the smaller boxed battery backup systems may be a good option for like a single CPAP machine or a small medical device. Those small battery backup systems can just plug right into an outlet for normal everyday use, and then they may provide just a couple hours of backup for a short-term grid outage. And then a generator is also a very popular option for a short-term grid outage. It's relatively inexpensive. It has a low upfront cost, and it can a generator, a gas, diesel, or propane generator, can produce a tremendous amount of power in a very small package. Enough power from a small generator to back up almost a whole house. So there's some distinct advantages to having a piston powered generator, but there's also some challenges there. Those piston powered generators are going to make noise and they're going to use a lot of fuel. So there's a limited amount of time that those generators can run. And if there's kind of a security threat of any kind and we're trying to keep a low profile, the generator may not be the best option because of if it's dark and cold and nobody else has power, but your house is beaming light and your generator's roaring out back, you know, John, your house is going to become a beacon for some neighbors who may want that power that you have. So there's definitely some considerations to take into account when deciding what energy source is best.
Yeah, I was sitting around the Thanksgiving table this past holiday, and some of our, my wife's relatives live closer to the Texas coast than you know, those of us here in Dallas. And when hurricanes come through, you know, that causes damage over a pretty wide area. And they were talking about how they were without power for, I believe, a couple of weeks. And they've got some backup, and they also, you know, knew to, you know, get food out of the, you know, refrigerator and fridge for when they didn't have power. And unfortunately, they missed a bag of chicken that just kind of blended into the background. And they started smelling something, and when they opened it, if you talk about foul, foul.
Ooh. And that's a great story, because food safety is really one of the number one reasons for having an energy backup system. Whether it's having one fridge or a backup freezer, whatever it may be, keeping the milk cold, keeping the meat cold, keeping the food frozen is really important, because if the grid were down, there were a lot of people potentially looking at that bag of foul, and, you know, maybe having second thoughts that they could cook it up for dinner. And in a grid outage scenario, imagine, you know, having no lights and no power and barely any way to cook, maybe like some charcoal briquettes, but cooking up some rotten food could really make your day even worse. So we, like you said at the opening of the show, we're so dependent on electricity for so many reasons, whether it's just getting information about the passing storm or when it's safe to go outside through the radio or television, all the way up to imagine rebuilding your house and trying to help your neighbors and rebuild the neighborhood and clean up after a significant storm and having no power to do so, no power tools, no drills, having to literally rebuild from by hand from the ground up, whereas if you were properly prepared and had a stable power system, you could be the first on the block to help clean up, get back on track, get some safe food for yourself, your family, or your neighbors, and kind of be more like a beacon of hope in the neighborhood to help everybody get back on track.
You know, we didn't talk about, but you talked about lithium ion or lithium iron battery packs. We've been reading a lot about the lithium ion battery packs in the news. Would you like to discuss that a little? Because, you know, I know people don't want to have a surprise fire.
Absolutely. So great question here. We are working with a new chemistry, and it is a cousin to the lithium ion batteries we've been hearing about in the news. Those are the batteries that are very powerful, but they have some drawbacks, like they are prone to catching fire if the onboard computer system fails, or even under some general use conditions, those standard lithium batteries can fail. We are using a different chemistry. It's in the same class, but it is a much safer internal chemistry of the battery. It's called lithium iron or lithium iron phosphate. And the difference is that the iron in the lithium iron phosphate battery creates a much more stable bond. So we don't have loose oxygen molecules that are ready to catch fire. And I kind of liken those more dangerous batteries to a birthday candle, the trick birthday candles. Once you blow them out, they just reignite. And we're seeing that in the news, and we've seen it with the Boeing batteries and some Tesla batteries and also with the hoverboard batteries. And that's not something we want to put in somebody's garage for the long term. It's extremely powerful, but the challenge of working with that chemistry is that if you make a mistake, it's worse than lead acid because the battery doesn't just go down. The battery may have a thermal runaway event. And so the lithium iron or lithium iron phosphate batteries that we use now are a lot safer. We sacrifice just a little bit of that extremely high power density. But in my opinion, it's definitely worth it to keep our customers safe while giving them this cutting edge technology.
Yeah, I love the engineering terms there. Thermal runaway event.
it's scary because there's the oxygen is actually contained within the battery. So I was reading a document published by the FAA last week because we're looking to put this battery on a boat. So very similar situation where a fire on board would be completely catastrophic. With the standard lithium batteries, just extinguishing with water is not enough to put that battery out. It will come back because it will reignite because there's enough heat and oxygen inside the battery. It's its own fuel source and its own ignition source. So there's what some other companies are having to do and in some of these electric vehicles is use a supplemental liquid cooling system to keep that battery at safe temperatures. And so using a liquid cooling system in an electric battery, it just doesn't feel right, John. So yeah, just so much room for failure there, whether it's the little aquarium pump that's running the cooling system. You know, the battery may be in great shape, but a failure of kind of an ancillary component could cause that thermal runaway, and that's not what we want to have for first-time system owners to keep inside their house. It can be dangerous.
It'll keep you warm until the house burns down, you know.
That's right. That would be a short-term solution.
Is there anything else you want to cover on short outages?
In regards to a short outage, there's always a balance there between, just firing up the generator, keeping some lights on, inviting the neighbors over for a beer because you're the only guy with some lights on in the neighborhood. Now, there's a fine line there between helping out and kind of broadcasting the fact that you're open for business and being prepared and keeping the lights dim, if anything, blocking the windows to prevent any light pollution. And during the short-term grid outage, it's important to be aware of how much fuel is left, the state of maintenance of the generator, like does it need oil or filters, how long can it run at once, and it's really with any short or long-term grid outage, it's good to practice. And like a lot of the listeners here probably have practiced packing their bug out bag or practiced a mini lockdown for a couple of days. This would be a great time to practice also running the generator, running off a backup power source safely, keeping the generator out of a garage, keeping it in a ventilated area, or if they're using solar or battery, to really understand the limits of a small system, to see that a small, maybe store-bought battery backup system is going to run a refrigerator for just a couple hours rather than running an air conditioner all day.
Okay. This is John Reagan with Brandon Williams. We'll be back in a few minutes.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
This is John Reagan with Brandon Williams of Iron Edison with us today. And I guess if we saw a chart of how many or how long the outage was and had the count of them, if say we had from a couple of hours to a couple of days, that those would probably be a very high percentage of what people experience in power outages. Would that be the case?
I would definitely agree with that. Most outages are less than just a couple of hours, especially here in the United States.
So just being set up for the short term is probably going to handle most of your needs, at least up until the point where the grid goes down. That's when we need to talk about long-term solutions.
That's right. And there's a different philosophy in setting up an energy system to prepare for the long term. And this is really what Iron Edison focuses on, is preparing systems that are set up for use every single day, that are hardwired into the electrical panel of the house, mostly using permanently installed solar panels, whether they're on a roof or even on a ground mount hidden behind the fence in a backyard. But by setting up your system for the long term, people can reap the benefits of the solar and battery production every single day. We can use that equipment to offset everyday energy use, to keep people prepared for these short-term grid outages without even blinking an eye, and that same equipment seamlessly transitions into working through a long-term grid outage.
And were you going to be able to stick with this into the next hour?
Absolutely. I'll be available for another half an hour to talk about grid outages, some of these longer-term grid outages, and then answer some questions about solar and battery and alternative energy systems.
Okay, and we talked on the phone. There's a number of ways that the grid can be brought down. Probably the most common we talk about is EMP, where somebody just launches a missile and at altitude explodes it and has the pulse take out a bunch of electronics, which would thus take out the grid as well. But there's other ways that the grid can be brought down. We had the departing Homeland Security chief tell us that 100% chance that the grid will be brought down by cyber attack. Vincent has talked about how taking out a small number of critical transformers can bring the grid down. We can also see something like the Carrington event that happened about 150 years ago when telegraph was the technology, and that caused wires to catch fire and even caused fires in some of the telegraph offices. And each of those are similar in the fact that they bring the grid down, but they are different in what the collateral damage is, I guess you'd say. I guess we can, we've only got about a minute or so here before we get to break, so we can't really get into it right now, but we can get into some of the differences and how you might want to position, depending on what you think would be more likely or trying to cover the gamut.
Right. So there's that balance, John, between do we use the equipment? Do we keep it stored away? What kind of event we're preparing for? And so we want to help people understand that there's different options in preparing for these different scenarios of long-term or short-term grid outage.
Yeah, it's my understanding, the batteries and solar panels wouldn't be so much affected by EMP, but the electronics that control that would be.
Exactly.
And we can get into that when we come back from the top of the hour news break.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.